The acclaimed HBO shows Succession and Barry end this Sunday. And on Apple TV Plus, Ted Lasso wraps up its third and possibly final season next week. And these finales arrive during a writer's strike that has new scripts on hold. To talk about it, we have NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi. I'm already ready to start crying. So much good TV is leaving us this next week.
Oh, Eric, don't cry. Okay, so Succession. We've talked about that before. I want to start with a clip from the latest episode. And this is where Roman Roy is rehearsing a eulogy he's giving for his media tycoon father.
I look good. I look good. I am the man. I am the man. As you can see, here I am, talking loudly about my father. Don't I perhaps remind you of him? Just a little.
Okay, so the finale is just around the corner. Tell us about this final season so far, Eric.
Well, it's really appropriate that you had this clip of Kieran Culkin playing Roman, because his performance in particular in this last season has just been astounding. But everyone on that show has really excelled. You know, one of the great things about having an endpoint for a series is that the creative forces can really hone in on the messages that they want to deliver. And this has been a show about a family that has been forced to face the ugly truth about itself. And they're supremely dysfunctional. Their withholding father, who died in the third episode of this season, spoiler alert, has manipulated them so much that, you know, they have a hard time connecting to each other or anyone else. And they're finally facing the truth of what that means in his death, while they're also competing to run this ginormous company that he founded. And, you know, through all of it is the backdrop of how do we as average citizens have to cope with the destruction that's wrought by these families as they play out, you know, their sibling rivalry and their emotionally stunted relationships? How does that fallout like affect us? And we even saw that it could help throw an election in one of the episodes that just aired. So the critics haven't seen the final episode. We're going to see it with the public on Sunday. But through all indications, there's a sense that they're going to bring this in for a great landing, and we're really going to get a wonderful series that has managed to be darkly comic, but also offer really prescient commentary about where we are in media and politics in this moment.
Well, I think everybody's going to be tuning in Sunday after that, Eric. There's another series, Barry. This one is about a hitman trying to become an actor. It's a much smaller show, but it's definitely a darling of the critics. Has its time also come?
Well, you know, you sort of figure, how do you tell a story about a hitman who wants to become an actor who is constantly killing people to try and hide the fact that he was a hitman, you know? And now we're trying to see where Barry's going to end up. And as darkly dramatic as the episodes have been this season, they've been about as dark as they've ever been. They've also occasionally been funny. And we've got a clip of one of the breakout characters, NoHo Hank, who is trying to actually kill one of the other supporting characters, Fuchs, played by Stephen Root. And unfortunately, it doesn't quite go the way he wants. He and his henchmen try to blow him up with a rocket, and it doesn't quite go the way he wants. Let's listen.
All right, well, load up the next one.
This was it, only one.
You thought we were going to get it on the first try?
But these are very expensive. I'm thinking budget.
So that's an example of the humor. But there's very little of that kind of humor, particularly in the last episode, which I've actually seen. I've seen the finale that's going to air on Sunday. It's very dark, I'll just say that. But it's been interesting to see Bill Hader, the star, who's also the director and helps write some of the episodes, really come into his own as a creative force. And I think that's one of the most interesting things about watching the arc of Barry.
Okay, and real quick, Ted Lasso's third season may not be its last. We don't know yet. The producers haven't confirmed. But this one's been not as well received. What do you think?
You know, I think people sometimes get so wrapped up in wanting sort of creative big swings. They want to be able to look at an episode and see a really big creative turn in the storytelling sometimes. And Ted Lasso didn't do that in the first four or five episodes of this final season. They finally started doing a bit of that later on and people started reacting better. But I've really been enjoying it.
And of course, all of this is happening during a writer's strike. Eric, how much do you think we're going to miss shows like this? And maybe are we entering a TV drought?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell because streaming services, which is where so many of these great shows appear, they work so far in advance. But the longer the writer's strike goes on, the less opportunity there will be to develop new shows. And we may indeed see a drought. So I'm just telling fans, you know, enjoy these finales because who knows if we'll get to see series this great in the future for some time.
Oh, that's such a sad note to leave it on. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
That's the way finales are. Thanks for having me.